As you told that story, we hear the story. Everyone sort of got a sense of what's going on. So now what we want to ask you is, as you stand in your now, can you find any positive aspects of that contrasting experience that happened to you way back then? Did anything good come out of that?
Sure, I am who I am today.
But be more specific. Okay. What specifically that you can describe as beneficial came out of that? And that's the point we're making. There is so much more that you don't want that came out of it. So every time you tell the story, that's where your vibration goes. Now, you could practice it into a place where every time the story comes up, you feel better for it. In other words, there's a lot of good that comes out of that story. First, you are coming to realize that you create your own reality. Mm-hmm. And while it's more comforting to say that that man ran a red light and ran over you, still, you want to be sensing and present about things. And that kind of thing would not happen to you today. And so you became much clearer about where you stand. You recovered from it magnificently. Not only did you recover from it, you are stronger and surer and more vital and alive. There is more vitality and balance going on within you, to the point that you make a living, a really good living, your profession at doing things with your body, because the desire that was born out of that parlayed you into such a powerful place. And so there is so much good that came out of that fortuitous running over that happened when you were a child. You see, very different story. Mm-hmm. than you. But if someone decides that they're going to make a lawsuit out of something, which means then you have to point out all of the things that went wrong about it, and you hold yourself in that vibration, then it's a whole different thing, you see. So in your now, you can choose thoughts that resonate with your source, mm-hmm. and your source sees the value that you receive from every experience, mm-hmm. or you can find a reason to pinch yourself off from it, you mm-hmm. see. But it's your choice. And we want to suggest to you, and we really mean this powerfully, you are not learning your alignment with your source from your mother, because she does not understand that. She's living a different sort of life. And so as you mimic the behavior that you learned from her, you contradict the alignment that the source within you is calling you toward. And yet a good son always wants to do what his mother says. It's sort of a pulling apart that happens. In other words, even today, we feel that that's the strongest challenge that you have in your vibrational patterns, is that you have a very strong background with people who feel very strongly about things, but what they think about so many things is not a vibrational match to who you really are and what you really know. And yet you feel like you want to please them in some way, and you feel like you cannot be a pleaser of them and in alignment with who you are at the same time. And we just want to say to you that if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would be opting for alignment with source, mm-hmm. first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And then from that perspective, you have a whole lot of connection that you can flood toward anyone else that you are using or holding as your current object of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I realize that I've chosen what makes me tick and what makes me love life most out of the professions that I have is performing. And I know when I get in front of the lights and I'm performing, I feel this elation and this love and this compassion and awareness. And interestingly enough, to get to that space, you have to audition. And so it's all about the approval or the, you know, seeking the attention of the people.
It seems that it is. It seems that it's about approval. Mm-hmm. But do you know those who are chosen are those who are tuned in? Mm-hmm. In other words, it's such an interesting thing. It feels like you're seeking the approval of them. And we're wanting to say to you that your attractiveness to them is all about your alignment. Mm-hmm. So what an interesting thing. What we're really saying is you have to not give a rip what they think in order to tune to who you are so that they'll like what they see.
Right. I do techniques where I sign myself into a higher vibration so they can really see who I am and love myself for who, you know, the beautiful person that's performing there. So it's a connection between, you know, the heart chakra and people that are there and all that matching up.
Now back to this lawsuit. We're talking about the money that your mother seems to be withholding and how you feel about that. So how do you feel about that?
Personally, I'm at a space where I'm good on my own. I'm happy. I've forgiven myself. I've forgiven my father, my mother, my brother. And I